This afternoon, Pope Benedict XVI ends his visit to the United States with a mass at New York's Yankee Stadium. Yesterday, he spent the afternoon with more than 20,000 teens, young adults, and seminarians at a rally in Yonkers, New York. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, the atmosphere was light, but his message was not.
It was hot, it was dusty, and it was loud. 13 bands and dance groups entertained the kids for 6 hours before the Pope's arrival. While she waited, Maria Markey, a 15-year-old sophomore from Staten Island, stood in line for free chicken fingers with several thousand other kids. She says her generation needs to hear Benedict's message about returning to a serious faith.
I really practice my faith, and I think it's good that he's encouraging other people to do so, too, because it's really important, because especially teenagers have been, straying off.
She and others mentioned approvingly that Benedict is reviving old traditions, such as the Latin Mass, and many liked the fact that he's tackled the sex abuse scandal head-on. Flor Ariano, a 20-year-old sophomore at St. John's College in New York, is relieved the Pope is not, quote, keeping it in the closet.
Because I know with all the sex scandals, I'm from California, and the L.A. diocese is very, they're not too happy with the Pope, but I think him bridging the gap about that and addressing it are making the diocese happier.
Finally, late in the afternoon, Pope Benedict walked onto the stage. He smiled as the crowd sang Happy Birthday in German. Benedict turned 81 on Wednesday. During his speech, in a rare moment of biographical candor, he recalled his youth in Nazi Germany. His own teenage years were, quote, marred by a sinister regime.
Its influence grew, infiltrating schools and civic bodies, as well as politics and even religion, before it was fully recognized. Was a monster it was.
The Pope said that unrestrained freedom, too, has its dangers. Drugs and violence, despair and moral relativism, where there is no absolute truth. But he said truth and the Catholic faith are liberating.
Sometimes we are looked upon as people who speak only of prohibitions. Nothing could be further from the truth.
The rally ended with a serenade by pop star Kelly Clarkson, who was almost as big a draw for these teenagers as the Pope. Then Benedict rode away in his Popemobile, leaving 13-year-olds Catherine Zoda and Victoria Grix and 12-year-old Courtney Mooney wanting more.
It was just really special to be able to see the Pope in person. And
it's the first time we've ever seen him, probably I don't know, we might not get this chance ever again.
Yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
The closest thing to our Lord.
Courtney adds that his speech inspired her.
It's hard being a child in, the Christian community, and, you really have to have courage to keep your faith strong.
Kevin Doncor, a 17-year-old high school senior, says Benedict may not have the glittering charm of Pope John Paul II, but he has a unique appeal.
He's a theologian, and he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about, and in his own way, I think he's bringing the people together, the faith together.
And Benedict will be bringing together 57,000 people later today at Yankee Stadium. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, New York.